The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, Shalene. My name is Samantha Lee Wright. I just wanted to leave you a thank you message because you deserve it. You deserve a million thank you messages because you have changed my life. You have changed so many lives, I'm sure. I've been listening to Build Your Tribe, and I think without the show, I don't think I'd be where I am today. I've just learned so much from your show. You gave me exactly the tools and the practical advice that I needed to start building my online business. And I think without your help, I would not have any of this done. I wouldn't have known where to start. I wouldn't have known how to strategize, how to monetize. And I definitely would not have had the confidence or the courage to do what I'm doing today. So I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You are changing lives and you are simply amazing. The world is definitely a better place because of Shalene Johnson. Thank you.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to this episode of Build Your Tribe. Minimalism. Have you heard of it? If you haven't, here's what the minimalists who run the blog The Minimalists have to say about minimalism. So what is this minimalism thing? It's quite simple. To be a minimalist, you must live with less than 100 things. You can't own a car or a home or a television. You can't have a career. You must live in exotic, hard-to-pronounce places all over the world. You must start a blog. You can't have any children. And you must be a young white male from a privileged background. Okay, we're joking. Obviously, people who dismiss minimalism as some sort of fad usually mention any of the above restrictions as to why they could never be a minimalist. Minimalism isn't about doing any of those things, but it could help you accomplish them if that is your goal. If you desire to live with fewer material possessions, or to not own a car, or to travel all over the world, then minimalism can lend a helping hand. But that's not the point. They go on to conclude by saying, minimalism is a tool that can assist you in finding freedom. Freedom from fear, freedom from worry, freedom from overwhelm, freedom from guilt, from depression, and from the trappings of the consumer culture we've built our lives around. Real freedom. I think that's beautiful. I think a lot of what we want has minimalist principles involved in it. When I talk to people about social media, or when I just look at the trends of what people are actually doing on social media, I see minimalist principles coming through. People, more than ever, are not just valuing the pretty picture on Instagram or the person who can post the most. They're valuing people who share quality content, who aren't just pushing an agenda, but they're actually trying to teach, or they're actually trying to entertain, or to make you laugh. They're actually trying to add value to your life. A huge point in minimalism is the idea that if something isn't adding value to your life, if it's not bringing you joy any longer, maybe it was at one point, but it's not anymore, that you don't need it and you should get rid of it. That's the idea behind minimalism. In a way, as entrepreneurs, I think we all are kind of minimalists. Even Gary Vee, I think he could be defined as a minimalist. I know that might sound crazy, and I know you're probably picturing his New York office that's covered in gifts from fans and different tchotchkes and all that good stuff, but I think Gary Vee could be a minimalist because his message is very simple. Although, yes, he preaches grind and he preaches hustle, he only preaches grind and hustle if that's what you want. If those are the things that are necessary to achieve your goals, then go for it. That's the whole idea behind minimalism and why I think we should apply more minimalist principles to our social media and to our life as entrepreneurs. It's less about having to live with less and restricting yourself, and I think it's more about learning what's really important. You know, is the number of likes you're getting on a photo really that important? Is the number of subscribers you have on YouTube really that important? Not necessarily. What matters much more is the number of lives that you can reach, the number of people that you can serve, the number of relationships that you build. And hey, that's just my opinion. So maybe you do value the number of likes you're getting on a photo. Maybe what is really important to you and what you believe will bring you the most joy is the number of comments you're getting on your most recent blog post. Maybe that will bring you joy. And if it is, then feel free to pursue that. But the bottom line is that you shouldn't be worrying about all of the outside noise. Never before in history has there been more information readily available. You could spend the rest of your life watching YouTube videos and you would never get to the end. You could watch every single show on Netflix and probably never run out because they'll just keep adding more. Never before in human history has there been more information, and never before in human history has it been so easy to access all this information. And even more than just information, opinions. There has never been so many different opinions and so many ways to share your opinion. There's all these different social media platforms and all these different internet opportunities. There's just so many more opinions. The world is just full of information and opinions nowadays. You could just be bogged down by all of that. And there's so many trends and hacks and tips and strategies to follow and books to read and podcasts to listen to and shows to watch. I think what we need to do as entrepreneurs, as leaders of industry, as people who are influencers in different fields, is to just take a deep breath and remember what matters most to us. I know what matters most to me. It's building those relationships. It's when someone comes up to me at a conference and tells me that they met one of their best friends because of a course that I created. What matters most to me is when someone reaches out and says, "God put this on my heart, but will you just talk to my son? I think he looks up to you and he's been struggling a lot. Will you just reach out and communicate with him?" What matters to me is when people tell me, "You have no idea the amount of financial freedom that you've allowed me to create in my own life." What matters to me is that I've served thousands of people. What matters to me is the relationships that I build. That's what I'm trying to get across. What matters to me is the communities that I've been able to serve, the amount of people I've been able to help online. Yes, I've been able to create financial freedom for myself and been able to provide for myself. And yes, that is something that I absolutely value. But what I don't value is the number of followers I have on Instagram. What I've been trying not to value as much is how many likes my post is getting. What I've been trying not to value is how do my Instagram pictures look? How do my Facebook videos sound? How are my podcasts performing compared to everyone else? Comparisons and analytics are useful when we're judging the successes of our business and whether or not the processes we've been using are working out and whether the strategies are successful. But those comparisons and those analytics are not useful if you're just constantly after more, 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 trying to feed the ego and trying to feed those unhealthy desires for just constantly wanting more. As humans, we're always going to want more because for hundreds of thousands of years, we didn't have all this plenty. We didn't have grocery stores that we could walk down the street. We didn't have Amazon that we could click purchase with at any time of the day and that something would be delivered 10 hours later. We haven't had that for the majority of human history. So whenever we've had things in human history, we've had the tendency and we've developed the behavior of hoarding and constantly wanting more. I think it's important to not just search for more followers or just try to make more money or just try to increase your number of customers, but to ask yourself, why and when will it be enough? Why do I want more customers? Why do I want more followers? Maybe it is to serve more people. Maybe it is to impact more lives and to create more relationships and a larger community. But if it's just to increase that number, to make yourself look cooler, so you can buy that new fancy car and that new diamond necklace, I don't think that's what's important. I believe that on social media, as entrepreneurs, as thought leaders, and as influencers in the world, we should be focusing on the important things, the things that really matter. Relationships, serving others, empowering others, fighting for the weak. All of those great and noble causes, and I'm sure you're thinking of a bunch more. I believe that we need to focus on those things. minimize our scope to what really matters, and become minimalists when it comes to our approach of growing a business online. That's just my two cents on it. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
Hi, this is Brooke Powers, Vice President at Smart Life, and I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite products that we have. It's our Push Journal. And we created the Push Journal because we know that you want to be making progress towards your goals. And in order to do that, you need a better system to hold yourself accountable. The problem is you've tried countless planners and journals and nothing seems to stick, let alone be effective, which I'm sure can make you feel defeated. We believe it shouldn't be a burden to keep track of your productivity and hit your goals. We understand that motivation, organization, and sticking to a routine can be a struggle. We've motivated and helped thousands of people to identify and set goals and stay focused on daily tasks that increase productivity, that actually help you hit your goals. Does this sound like you? This is all you need to do. Go to pushjournal.com and order your Push Journal set. While you're waiting for your journals, download the instruction booklet at pushjournal.com to get an early start on setting your push goal and to get a little taste of how the system works. Stop wasting money on goal-setting journals or programs that don't stick long-term. Instead, find confidence in using a Push Journal for life. Trust me, you'll be addicted just like me.